Before I was in God's church, I was a good Catholic. I went to Mass every Sunday. At the proper age, I was confirmed into the Catholic faith, and I had my first communion. Later, I became president of the CYO, which is the Catholic Youth Organization, and I served as a counselor at many Catholic summer camps. But the one Catholic rite that I participated in, which I do not remember, was that at the age of only a few days old, I was baptized into the Catholic Church. I participated in infant baptism. You know, my real name is, my name that I go by is Arnold. My full name is Arnold Cisco Mendez. When I went to get my passport, I took my birth certificate, and they said, okay, Mr. Cisco Mendez. And I go, wait a minute, my name is Arnold Cisco Mendez. They said, your birth certificate says Cisco Mendez, so we have to put down Cisco Mendez because that's a legal document. So I said, well, I've always been known by Arnold Cisco Mendez. I have it on my driver's license. I have it on my important papers. I have it on my contract, et cetera, et cetera. Well, sorry, sir. Well, now, we can change your name, but you have to go get a statement legalized, a statement notarized and signed by a couple of witnesses, and then we can put down Arnold Cisco Mendez. So I said, fair enough. So I did that, and I got Arnold Cisco Mendez put on my passport. So I asked my mother, I said, Mom, how come my name is not Arnold Cisco Mendez? And she goes, well, when you were baptized, your name was Cisco Mendez, and we had to give you the name of a saint. So we put Arnold in there because Arnold's a good saintly name. So I was baptized into the Catholic Church many, many years ago. Now, many in the mainstream churches practice infant baptism, or they will baptize young children. In the true Church of God, we do not baptize infants or children. Why? My grandson, Liam, asked me a few days ago. He said, when can I get baptized? Can I get baptized now? And I said, well, you know what? That's an excellent message in the sermonette. So at Liam's suggestion, I'm giving this sermonette to answer the question, why in the true Church of God we do not baptize infants or children? And today what we're going to do is we're going to look at the reasons that we do not do that. Number one, we do not baptize infants or children because baptism requires repentance and belief in the gospel. You got to believe in repentance, you got to repent, you got to believe in the gospel and know what the gospel is. Notice Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. Mark chapter 1. And in Mark chapter 1, we're going to begin to read in verse 14. Let me get to 1, and then we'll go to 14. Mark chapter 1. Verse 14. Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. So Jesus requires us to repent and to believe the gospel. And most children and young children do not know what the gospel is, the true gospel is, and they don't have it within them to repent because they don't realize the extent of their sins, if they have any. Second point, infants and children are not able to comprehend the spiritual things of God. It only comes with a mature mind. And children are not able to comprehend the spiritual things of God. There are some people that mature earlier than others, But as a general rule, infant and children are not able to comprehend the spiritual things of God. Let's look at 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And verse 11. It says, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Children think the way children think. And men and women, adults, think differently. If you've ever been 35 or 40 and been around someone that's 18 or 19, you wonder, how was I that way at that age? because you mature later. And then as you get older, that even becomes compounded. So one of the things that children do is they think as children. And baptism requires us to think in mature adult ways. So one of the reasons that children are not baptized is because they don't think as an adult thinks. They think differently. Once again, verse 11, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Point number three. Baptism is only for adults. Baptism is only for adults. Acts chapter 8, verse 12. Acts chapter 8, verse 12. But when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Notice it says men and women. Nowhere in the Bible is there ever an example of a child being baptized. You know, the apostles, they were sent out two by two. They preached the gospel. They were sent out, you know, John the Baptist. We have the whole story about John the Baptist and how he baptized people. We have John the Baptist at the Jordan River, and he's talking to the Pharisees who've come to see his baptism. And he says, you're a bunch of snakes. That's what the word brood of vipers means. He said, you're a bunch of snakes. And, you know, they came to see his baptism. There was no example of John the Baptist ever baptizing a child. There was no example of Jesus' disciples ever baptizing a child. There was no example of anywhere in the Bible of any child ever being baptized. There are literally hundreds of examples of people in the Bible who are baptized, and they were adults, all of them, without exception. So we have to understand that baptism is only for adults. Many heard him in Acts chapter 8, verse 12. They heard Philip. Many of them heard him. They were convicted by what he taught. But notice it says both men and women were baptized. Only men and women have ever been baptized. Once again, we have no example in the Old Testament or the New Testament. And there was ritual cleansing in the Old Testament, which pointed the way towards baptism. We have no example in the Old or the New Testament of a young child ever being baptized. Now there are some teenagers that are older that are baptized, and there's some young adults, you know, 20, 21 that are baptized. How young should you be baptized? It just kind of varies. It varies in depending on the maturity of the individual. But in most examples, baptism takes place in the late teenage years or after that. And once again, we look at the Bible, and there's no examples of any child ever being baptized. Now, parents play an important role in teaching their children God's way of life. Children who grow up in godly families have a good foundation in God's word and way of life. As they mature, they are exposed to many influences, and they will have a reference point about God and his way of life. One of the things we can do as parents is to ensure that our children grow up in a way that when baptism becomes an option, they will answer the invitation. Because we are here, one of the roles of a parent, besides providing clothes, providing food, providing education, a home, and all of that, one of the roles as a parent is to make sure that the child is spiritually taught. So that later on, when the child becomes of age, he will look on baptism as an option. There are many scriptures that admonish parents to teach their children by word and example. And if you want to make sure that your children are baptized later on, make sure that you're an example in teaching them and how you live your life. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. I don't think he agrees with my sermonette. But let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and let's look at this. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, and we're going to read in verse 6. This is what we can do. If you're a child and you want to be baptized later on, encourage your children, encourage your parents to teach you about God's way of life. And obviously, you know, that should come from the parents. But Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them while you sit in your house, while you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as signs on your hands, and they shall be as frontlet between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. So, in other words, God's way of life should be with you all the time. It should be part of you. And this would ensure that your children later on, when the age comes for baptism, will answer the call to be baptized. So we don't baptize children in the Church of God for various reasons. But if you want to make sure that your child is baptized later, be sure that you teach them.